There were some grim reports recently, not the least of which was Vancouver Coastal Health's Protecting Population Health in a Climate Emergency, Assessment of Climate Change's Effects on Human Health in Our Region. The effects of drought, risk of arsenic in the water and effects of wildfire smoke on the coast came up in the 58-page document. Now in a world with some depressing forecasts for the future, you know what helps? Vibrant color, and this coast needs some. Now, I spent my early 20s in Newfoundland. The story goes that NL's famous jellybean houses, which donned reds, purples, blues, bright yellows, were painted so that homesick sailors could see them from far off as they returned to port. Who knows how true that is? You know what doesn't beckon sailors, or weary commuters, home? Developments of off-cement or dirt-adjacent, I think the planning documents call them, earth tones, as they discourage primary colors. Developments should establish an overall color scheme using typical coastal colors, such as blue, brown, and green, in deeper shades. Bright, intense primary colors and white are only suitable for trim and accent colors, says the Seashelt OCP in describing downtown guidelines. Boring. The need for color came up a couple of times recently in Gibson's meetings, notably at the budget dialogue session February 6. Someone from Nova Scotia's Lunenburg noted their gorgeous, multicolored hometown and suggested Gibson's take a page, or color, from their book. It doesn't need to be garish or wild, said the speaker. Though, I, for one, would rather garish and wild to tepid and unremarkable. Life's too short to stick to gray. Gibson's councillor David Kroll noted that in the early 1990s there was a downtown revitalization project that saw buildings painted colorfully. There was a color palette that building owners were given, easy colors you can select to paint your building, and it certainly was much more vibrant than it is today, he said. Everyone sort of reverted to white and blah. The story goes that Kroll was managing the building that now houses the Buono Osteria and used an old heritage color palette, for buildings 1820 to 1920, to repaint the building. The town planner of the time loved it so much, they used it as inspiration for the revitalization palette. We've done it before, we can do it again. As we undergo OCP reviews, let's add more color and vibrancy to our beloved facades. Leave the gray to the skies.